USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, introduced a bill to end punishments against unvaccinated members of the military. Blackburn stated that the Preserving the Readiness of Our Armed Forces Act of 2022 would cease the involuntary separation of service members due to their choice not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Blackburn called out the Biden administration's unfair treatment towards unvaccinated service members. Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters, angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody, has killed at least 9 people since the violence erupted over the weekend. Masha Amani was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. Chairman Powell speaks after Fed's hike interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation.
And we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend at work. I have it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.